across emergency, and we looked at some transfers going across to St Mary's. There were also concerns that people had to be reassessed when they got to St Mary's, rather than the case being picked up and run with it. There are going to be more, in theory, transfers over a short period of time as the new system beds in. How confident are we that where an assessment is carried out at an originating hospital, the patient can be transferred to St Mary's or wherever, and then the case picked up, rather than having to go back through the whole loop again?
So we absolutely recognise that that's an area that the Audit and Risk Committee was focused on. It's something that we've worked through in relation to our transfer policy. Chris may want to make a subsequent comment on this, but again, very much with clinical input, the approach to ensuring that we have the referring clinical team directly in conversation with the receiving clinical team between our sites is paramount and underpins the new transfer policy. We're very clear that we will have some managed transfers that will be appropriate clinically between areas like St Mary's and to the Hammersmith. We've developed that back into our transfer policy. We have the transport infrastructure to support that, and I think we have the clinical processes in place to make sure that there is good communication between our clinical teams to ensure that we are not starting a reassessment for patients unnecessarily if and when they need to move between sites for their clinical care.
Well, Steve's talked about almost the short-term operational aspects of that. But for me, a lot of what Tracy was talking about in the clinical strategy and what we're doing is about making sure that patients get to the right hospital at the right time so that we don't have to redo things. The current situation is that people move between hospitals and, as you say, Jerry, have repetitious tests and delays in assessments. This whole strategy is about having people in the right place so that they have a definitive senior level assessment with all the facilities and their treatment, which is something which is associated with much better outcomes and much better experience. So that's what one of the things we're trying to achieve through this whole process.
I'd just like to add, a paper came to the FIC on Thursday because we asked for the financial impact given our financial situation. We are covered, but there's one point that's not been covered, which we asked, are there going to be any redundancies? There aren't any. And I'd just like both colleagues to know.
Thank you, Chairman. A well-governed organisation should undertake a review of its governance structures on an annual basis. The board will probably recall that we took the opportunity about a year ago to look at the board and its subcommittee governance structures, and a few changes were made. So I think it's timely that we should now set in place a process to review those structures. Separately, we are also required to undertake against monitors' code of governance a review to enable the Trust to understand any additional processes that need to be put in place as we continue the journey towards Foundation Trust status. So what the Board has in front of it is a breakdown of the areas in which we need to assess ourselves against, and we are proposing that lead directors working with my team undertake that assessment in the headings that we've captured, so including leadership and efficiency, development and so forth. And we will aim to bring that back to the board in September. So I'd ask for the board's comment and agreement to that, please.
So this paper outlines the CQC inspection process and our preparation for the visit in September. We are confident that we have a strong plan in place to prepare the organisation and our people. Key elements of our preparation have included a desktop review of our quality and performance data and structured walkarounds all our sites. These exercises have provided a deep and granular understanding of where we need to improve, and progress against the plans are reviewed weekly at the EXCO committee and the Task and Finish group that was set up to oversee our preparations. We have an extensive comms plan in place that has focused on preparing our staff for the inspection and has included some open sessions chaired by the Director of Nursing and the Chief Operating Officer. We are confident that we will be prepared for the visit in September and that our staff will be prepared. Happy to take questions.
Thanks, Chairman. I think across the organisation we really have done some extensive work, as Senga has outlined, and pleasingly we were in a division of surgery quarterly performance meeting yesterday and got to see a really granular level of some of the walkarounds, some of the areas identified for improvement, the action plans that our staff have put in place. So I think there is a good understanding across the organisation about the Chief Inspector of Hospitals' visit, the importance of it, and also the opportunity for our staff to really showcase the excellent work that they do on a daily basis. So we're looking forward to the review in September.
And the infrastructure that we need for this visit, I mean, there's a large number of people who will arrive on site in 3 days. Is that all clear?
Yes,
we are expecting about 50 inspectors across all of our sites, and we have quite a detailed logistical plan to ensure that they have everything that they need during the week and that they're looked after during the inspection.
And during this period, we're treating patients, we're carrying on our normal business.
It's absolutely business as usual, and that is part of the message that we are giving our staff, yes.
That's easy, Chris.
The whole exercise is a complicated, difficult one. We've heard from other places about the difficulties of communication. It's not easy, but it's something that I think we're on with.
But this is a big team of people. Yeah.
It's a big team of people. The logistics are difficult. I've actually been asked to chair one of these events at another hospital later in the year, and I'm beginning to understand the size of the logistics around that. So it is a big logistical issue, and we do need to give it proper attention.
Yeah. But secondly, you feel comfortable that you've got
control. Absolutely, we have a very detailed plan of preparing our staff and also preparing the organisation for such a large number of inspectors. Yes, but we're very confident that it'll run smoothly during that first week of September.
Do we explain to patients what's happening? Because they'll see all these strange people wandering.
Yes, I mean, that is part of how we're preparing our staff. We will be giving them advice about what to tell patients and also how to deal with the inspectors when they are in the clinical areas and how to protect confidentiality and all the things that we're concerned about.
Just to add, Chairman, I mean, we've had some detailed conversations with the people who are leading the team already, and I've been very keen to understand the nature of the people who will be here and the governance arrangements of those teams, so 60, 70 people. Have they been through similar employment checks to the ones that we would expect, etc.? Do they understand issues of confidentiality and dignity for our patients? And we've had assurances from the CQC on those issues. But we've had some fairly straight discussions with the visiting team on those issues.
Responsible.